like today.
Mudslides in California means lots of power outages. I have some of the details on that. In fact, one of my good friends went to work today, and they had to operate on backup power. How many of us can relate to that? Two airlines facing millions of dollars in safety fines for what? We also have all the details on that. Of course, one of the carriers I fly a lot. Maria Shriver has to apologize for breaking California's cell phone law. Why? Because doesn't she know everybody recognizes her? She was driving around outside of Los Angeles, talking, gabbing on her cell phone. That's a no-no, Maria, even if you are married to the governor. So she makes a big to-do about the apology. And coming up on this show, I am sure every man in the audience would salivate over this, kind of a break from the politics and all that ails us and our hairs on fire constantly about the health care reform, Afghanistan, and a couple of other things that have gotten stuck in my crawl lately, as many of you know. Joanna Krupa is joining us. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She's been voted the sexiest woman on the planet. She's an actress, model, and she is somebody that I think five guys I know want to marry, including Matt Johnson, who sadly is not working tonight. Donovan has the honors because he was upset. He said that he felt like Joanna was going to be his wife. That is wishful thinking. He's going to kill me for saying that. Each and every Wednesday, we talk with Easy Ticket Mike. He's a ticket broker, of course. A little bit about sports and concerts. You can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm great. Could not be better. Hey,
talking about the mudslides in California, you know, if they could harvest that for energy, it'd do great.
Boy, yeah, no kidding, right? Especially now. Like I said, I have a friend in L.A. and one in San Francisco, and it was also in the northern end, too, because of the rain and whatnot. Not as much in San Francisco. A lot of it was focused in Los Angeles. But when they get those fires, a lot of times afterwards, you end up getting the mudslides as well. Hey, it was a great week for football in the NFL. Man, we had so many close nail biters, cool finishes. It was fun to watch. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. A lot of people listening to us either hate the Dallas Cowboys or actually some of them in Connecticut and some other places like the Dallas Cowboys. They are so lucky they won that game against
yep.
Kansas City, because Kansas City's terrible. And Jerry Jones, the owner, said it was an embarrassment, even though they won, and I'd have to agree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they barely pulled that out. Had to go into overtime and beat them by a touchdown. But you know, the Cowboys were able to beat a bad team this week. You know, they're 3-2 now, but, you know, the serious teams are really gelling now. The Giants, they're still undefeated, but I think they're going to lose their first game this week against New Orleans. They have to go down there, and, you know, New Orleans, I think, is a strong team this year, and I think they're going to beat the Giants this week. But Minnesota,
well, I don't know if I think that. I'm going to stop you there. My professional opinion is I don't know. I think that could be close. I do like New Orleans, and I think Drew Brees has been great. But I think this is going to be a tough one. This is good. To me, this is going to be a coin flip. I'm not so sure I'm picking New Orleans, but I think it might be the best game on the board. Absolutely. And then, of course, Minnesota Vikings. They're on a great roll, and they're the big story with Brett Favre. Are a lot of people, I'm wondering if a lot of people are trying to get Vikings tickets.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, that's a hot item right now. And, you know, it's a lot better this year than it was last year, and I think it's mainly because of Favre and Adrian Peterson. I mean, they're both leading that team. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, college football, big rivalry matchup, at least in Texas, right? The Red River Shootout.
Yeah, the Sooners and the Longhorns, they come here to Dallas this Saturday for the Red River Shootout. And I think that the Longhorns are going to win it this year. You know, the OU's been they've had some problems so far. You know, with Miami, and they haven't looked as strong a team as they could have. But you know, Texas, they beat Colorado pretty handily this last weekend and dropped to number three.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by the same token, Alabama, I mean, they moved up after they beat Ole Miss to number two. And I think, you know, that's going to set up a nice little game in the SEC championship game, them in Florida.
Do you get a lot of requests for college football tickets? Because I think college football, the NFL, has had huge ratings. That's some of the biggest ratings they've seen in two decades, Mike. But I hear from a lot of people that college football is up too, that a lot of folks are going to bars to watch or trying to get tickets for certain games. Do you think that's true?
Oh, you know, certain teams, you know, they have the alumni and they've got their following. I mean, there's here in the Big 12, there's a lot of teams that just, they sell out everything, or they just pack the stadiums. And, you know, teams like, you know, Notre Dame, they've got such a big following. USC, the Crimson Tide, I mean, they sell out everything. I mean, Ohio State, that's a big thing. Anything with these big schools, the games are tremendous. So.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, hockey starting, of course, and, you know, I know a lot of people that don't like hockey, but I grew up in hockey land, and I love hockey, and people listening in the Northeast and in the Midwest, and really, I should say, there are certainly pockets of people who like hockey, but it's just too early in the season, certainly, even though the regular season has begun. I mean, there's so many games. The season is a very, very long one. Do you think people still have a, depending on where they're from, do you find that with the tickets, for whether there's excitement for games?
Well, they are, and you know, the thing is, you know, up in the north and in Canada, there's a lot more emphasis on hockey than it is, you know, down here in some of the other cities, particularly the regular season, and it does heat up a lot as we get closer to the playoffs. You know, the season's real new right now. My Stars, they beat Nashville tonight 6-0. They've lost three shootouts so far. Those are interesting things. You know, they go three periods and then an overtime, and then they have a shootout to determine who's going to win.
But yeah, and the shootouts are always a lot of fun. We're running out of time, but obviously you have baseball tickets. My Phillies are in it. I know that you think it's going to be who in the World Series?
Well, I'm looking for the Phillies and the Yankees. You know, the Dodgers are a strong team, but I think it's going to be Phillies and the Yankees this year.
Yeah, I do too, and that'll be interesting because, you know, the two cities being so close, you're going to have a lot of trash talking, I think, between both of them. And also we should say that you can go to easy-ticket.com, and, of course, Mike has tickets for concerts as well, and you'll see that all on the website. In fact, like he likes to say, tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide. Mike, thanks. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you. And as he was saying, of course, in baseball now, we're down to the nitty-gritty, the Phillies and the Dodgers, and, of course, the Yankees and the Angels. And we'll talk more about that in our little tiny segment called Sports Shorts way later in the show, because we have four huge hours. All right, coming up next, odds and ends. What's going on in our own backyard and around the planet? We'll tell you next.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Alright, I have to celebrate your baby. Speaking of that, like I mentioned before, Joanna Truppa, now that I said that, within the first probably 6 minutes of that leaving my lips, I've already gotten 3 emails. I just checked our mailbag. One from Jake who says, "Whoa, what's going on, Kate?" I just looked her up. Alright, and then I got another one here from Bill. Bill listening to us, WVMT, I guess, and he says, "Oh, she'd be nice on these cold winter nights in Vermont." And then here's another one from Jim. And Jim says, "I've been watching her on Dancing with the Stars. You know, she's a good little dancer." They're a good little dancer. I've actually seen a couple of the highlights as well, and she is a pretty decent dancer. I don't know how they do it, frankly. I mean, all the hours that you pound your body trying to learn those dances, it's crazy. I'm not a huge fan of reality TV. But Dancing with the Stars is really about the dancing, you know, the different dance, learning it. There's some shtick and stuff, but of all the reality stuff that would be out there, that to me, besides I think that Amazing Race thing, is something that's certainly not too bad compared to eating bugs and swapping wives and all the crazy, ridiculous things that are done. All right, I said we would take you around our backyard and, of course, globally as well. A couple of things. J.C. Dugard opened up big time on her kidnapping ordeal, and I actually think this is a good thing, because it's probably cathartic. After all this time, she's on the cover of the new issue of People magazine. I mean, I'm hoping that they gave her a lot of dough to do it, frankly, because, you know, with celebrities like the Brad Pitts and Angelina Jolies, they pay them a bunch of money, which some of those people donate to charity because they didn't really want their kids photographed in the first place. But this family really needed the money. There were some charities, not charities, there were some things that were set up in their name to take donations, but all of a sudden you have this now woman and the two children, and, you know, it's got to be a little tough on this family. Besides the emotional toll that it takes, there is another side to this, and it's flat out the financial side. Because since she's been, 11 years old, from that time to now, she's been living as a captive. So talking about having to support two kids, relearn everything, her initial family trying to grasp all of this, it would be also financially tough. So good for her, I think. For once, I'm saying good for somebody for actually opening up, because it's got to be, I mean, like I said, it's got to also be a little bit cathartic, I would think. In the backyard, held captive for 18 years by the crazy, crazy couple, the Garridos. And I hope they just nail them to the wall. So can she live a normal life? Let's hope it ends up that way. Because with the kids, too, it's the same thing. And the kids, by the way, they're thinking of changing the two daughters' names. One's 11 and one's 15, because he was the guy who named them, so they could do that, but the whole thing has to be tricky. Remember, the Garridos were arrested in August. They're charged with 29 felony counts in connection with that whole kidnapping, six-sorted rape of Dugard, and the Garridos both pled not guilty to the charges. Yeah, right. Like I said, I hope they nail them to the wall. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Oh, excuse me. Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing, as Ned Flanders would say on The Simpsons, Oakley and Dockley.
Very good.
Okay, one thing. I sent you a package. Has it arrived yet?
No, I haven't got it yet, but maybe I'll get it tomorrow.
Okay. I send it to the Minnesota address, so, you know.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I'll find out.
Yeah, it's your favorite CFL team.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would that be the Alouettes?
Of course. About that family that kept that girl captive. You know, you say you're going to nail her. Like I always say with bad people, let's use a hockey analogy, and I apologize to your listeners who are saying, oh, God, he always brings up hockey. Tie him to the nets with nothing on, not even athletic supporter. Nothing.
And just shoot hockey pucks.
Yeah, take the five hardest, the guys who won the hardest shot competition last year's All-Star game, line them up and just let them rip. That would probably scare the living daylights out of him.
Well, it's so hard to still, I mean, and this is, now we've all talked about this since August, but it's so hard to wrap your brain around these women, too, that go along with these guys.
Sure, I mean,
who's doing that? I don't get it.
Neither do I. And now, what about the two girls, the two daughters? Have they had any type of education?
Well, the education that you would call homeschooling.
Yeah, but what was their definition of homeschooling?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like me, big chief. You don't like it? Tough crap.
And And that's what I think. Whatever the relationship was, and of course, remember, those kids don't know anything else.
Right.
It's a whole new world. I mean, it's just like they've emerged from a pod and they were in this bubble and they have no idea, about the world, and they're just learning.
Yeah, it's like the mother has to learn, like, okay, she was first kidnapped when, in 1990?
Well, 18 years ago, so yeah.
Okay.
Think about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 18 years ago, it was Bush. Okay. She's, you know, he has to learn, like, by the way, Bush Sr. is no longer president, you know, and as Governor Ventura called his son the worst president in the history of the United States, that's what Governor Ventura called Bush Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both going to have to learn, like, hey, there's a world out there. You know.
Well, and there's a lot of things, psychological damage,
right.
This new family, everything about what's happening in the world, because there's probably, they might have been exposed to some things, I don't know, there was televisions
right.
around, but what did he let them watch, all of that,
right.
And just anything that you can imagine, and then also figuring out that bizarre relationship, because the younger girls didn't know. Yeah, exactly. The sigh is the perfect reaction because that's exactly right. It's just so shocking and ugly and figuring it out and wrapping your brain around it. I know all the guys listening, they have some of them that have daughters. I can only imagine how they could not restrain themselves if their daughter was in this situation.
After it happened, Julie went to her daughters and gave them both as she put it, an extra, I know my son almost sounds a little immature. She gave me each an extra special hug that night just to say she was, that both of them were lucky.
Yeah, no kidding that nothing horrific like that happened. Hey, Sam, we got to fly, but thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
Speaking of flying, the Federal Aviation Administration proposed some fines, like I mentioned, against U.S. Airways and United. Why? It's $5.4 million from U.S. Airways, $3.8 million from United Airlines for unrelated violations, basically. But in the case of U.S. Airways, talking about some of the maintenance things, the merging of the maintenance operations and leading to a couple of incidents and saying that the safety standards weren't met, U.S. Airways case specifically that really led to this involved the greatest number of planes, 8, where they had some serious problems. And the FAA alleges that U.S. Airways operated 8 planes on a total of over 1,600 flights last fall and winter while the planes were in potentially unsafe condition. That is scary. So you could have been a passenger on one of those flights that the FAA is saying, yeah, this is potentially an unsafe condition. That they weren't airworthy. Oh, that's nice. Not safe. That would make you feel comfortable, wouldn't it? If you went through the records and saw the list of the flights, because they've got them, and if you fly a lot, United Airlines, they're talking about the Boeing 737, and they're saying, according to the FAA and the airline, a pilot noticed a low fuel pressure indication. Remember, this was the flight from Denver on April of 2008. The pilot shut down an engine, returned to the Denver airport. The mechanics who inspected the engine found that 2 shop towels have been used to cover openings in an oil sump area instead of protective caps. You know how lucky they are? And that plane flew 200 times. Yeah, with rags covering an oil area. Oh, 200 times. You know what could have happened there? So now the airlines basically have 30 days to respond to the proposal for the fines. If you remember, Southwest agreed to pay over $7 million because they had a complaint, they were settling it, that they flew some unsafe planes. All right, on the flip side, we'll continue with the this and that. We barely scratched the surface. Hang around.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, I was just telling you about the airlines. Boy, when you hear that somebody left a rag in an oil area and they flew the plane 200 times, it kind of makes the hair on my arm stand up, because now I'm thinking in my head, what are they doing with this plane? Could there be something wrong? And, you know, people that are involved in the airline industry, they'll tell you, listen, you get hit by a car much easier than you can have a plane go down. But the problem is, when a plane goes down, you most likely aren't surviving it. Yes, people have survived, but I don't like the odds of being one of the lucky people in the Hudson River, because the geese flew in and you had an incredible captain who was calm and landed that plane. And there's so many people usually on a plane, especially the big planes that we're talking about, versus however many in the cars, unless it's a massive pileup. But still, the comparison, it's always so big when something happens with a plane, whether it's the plane that went down in Buffalo where the people were just trying to get home for the holidays and slams into a neighborhood and miraculously only one guy is killed on the ground, but everybody on the plane is killed. And when you hear about the reasons why and when it's a shaky thing, when it's something that couldn't have necessarily been prevented, one thing. But when you hear about the negligence, boy, that's a whole different thing, isn't it? Here's a follow-up to a story that we've been talking about now for a while, of course. And even last night we were talking about this, the swine flu and getting the shots or not. Remember we had Jana, you were listening, call in from Iowa, and she was talking about how she had asthma and would be more vulnerable, and she wasn't really excited about necessarily getting the shot because she had to get the shot and not the nasal spray, but she was going to do it. And in New York, there were health workers, many of them who said, look, I've never had the flu. I've never had a problem. I don't want to do this. I mean, a lot of them that did not want to get a flu shot. So now a judge has intervened, and a judge denied a request for a temporary restraining order barring the state from mandating flu vaccines for the workers. But also, the judge left open that real possibility, pending another hearing, that there would be another hearing on this whole deal next week. Remember, it was the New York Health Commissioner that said, look, everybody who works in this field, tough crap. You have to get the shots or you're going to lose your jobs. I mean, flat out said threatened. You're losing your jobs because you're dealing with the patients. You're dealing with swine flu. And you're going to have all that close contact. So we want this to be mandatory. And it started with one nurse. Her name is Sue Field, who said that only the state legislator has the power to enact that kind of a mandate. And it's too narrow because, hey, it allows an exception only for medical reasons. So she has a note from her doctor saying she has side effects from the seasonal flu shot in 2007. But here is the kicker to the story. So she did get a note, right? The health department said the note was insufficient because the symptoms weren't among a list of severe symptoms like allergic reaction. Oh, so she had problems with a flu shot she got in 2007. She gets the stupid note saying from her doctor that I had these problems. Oh, wait a second. We're going down the list. It's very narrow what we have here. Like she was saying, it makes sense. And that's what really started all of this. The ball started rolling after that. So in the Wednesday hearing, Judge Diamond refused to do that, as I said, temporary restraining order, but is going to listen to more arguments next week. So I think this is going to be interesting to see what happens. If enough people stand their ground, what are they going to do, fire all the healthcare workers? I mean, yeah. And ultimately, what they're saying, what the health commissioner is saying, is look at our safety record for influenza vaccines. And why should the healthcare workers, I mean, this is in the interest of our patients. I mean, this is just sensible. This is just ridiculous, right? And so why can't the people just go along with this? Because aren't they best served by the high rates of staff immunity that we can only get with mandatory influenza vaccinations, not the 40 to 50% rate of staff immunizations that they usually get? Isn't that interesting? So you're administering these flu shots, but yet the people in upstate New York who are giving them to you, maybe 40, 45% actually have gotten them and the rest have refused traditionally. So now this is what it is. They don't want the health commissioner and whoever else is in cahoots with this whole thing. They don't want it to look bad. Hey, we've been vaccinated, no worries, because we know people are worried. There's some people that are concerned about getting vaccinated. So, you know, this way we're covering our bases. Because how can we have workers who wouldn't take the shot themselves? So we're going to make it mandatory. We're just going to throw this thing out there. We're going to make it mandatory and say that you could be fired. And I think there's going to be more backlash. I mean, this is just really the beginning of this. The CDC, by the way, recommended flu shots for healthcare workers, saying that medical offices should give those flu shots at no cost to the staff. Oh, that's nice. First of all, in this part of New York, we're going to tell you have to get it. Oh, but don't worry, we're going to comp that shot for you. Oh, and Miss Nurse, who had some horrible side effects for just a regular flu shot, we know you have this note. It's not good enough. Roll up your sleeve. So, I mean, really, can you blame her? So now you have the New York State Nurses Association all up in arms, pardon the pun, who were at the hearing, pretty strong. They had signs that they were rallying around, you know, outside of the courthouse in support of what was going on, and talking about the idea of this vaccination, that why can't we have the right to choose to get it like anyone else? Why do we have to be forced? And, you know, and even if this is what you're calling a public health emergency. Boy, I don't like that idea. I've never been anywhere. I'm thinking, and of course, not being in the health industry, but have worked in a lot of different states and in different positions. In thinking about it, I can't imagine the staffs that I've been a part of if they were told that they had to get it or they would lose their job. I don't think it would fly. Donovan, would you get the flu shot if, and of course, this is the antithesis of what GCN would do, but if the network you were working for told you have to have this swine flu shot or the nasal spray, would you do it?
Probably not. I would see it as contradictory and illogical.
And that's it. Thank you. Illogical. And it is illogical. And especially with the threat of the job thing. So if you don't get it, and really, like I said, they're trying to save their bacon because there's lots of questions. People are a little worried. They're going back in their mind in history. They're hearing about how quickly the FDA approved it. They're hearing about the possibility of the, you know, not really, well, it's not the possibility, it's the truth. They didn't have long test runs on this because naturally, yes, it cropped up, and then they only have so many batches of the virus that they could use. But for whatever reason, it doesn't matter whether or not the fears are founded, unfounded, ridiculous, or completely right, completely accurate. The bottom line is you should have a choice here. It's your health. You know, it's like we're going back to the whole health reform argument, that the mandating of health insurance, it's your life, right? Isn't that the idea? We live in the land of freedom. So if you choose not to have health insurance, shouldn't you be able to choose not to have health insurance? Yes, there should be more affordable health insurance. If people are not getting health insurance because there's absolutely nothing available to them that they can afford, and they have a minimum wage job or too many kids and they can't afford it, they're not making enough money, somebody got laid off, I totally get that. I mean, you shouldn't have ridiculous, out-of-control premiums. Yes, absolutely. Things could be reined in there. But being told that you have to do this, yeah, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that, and of course, many of you have called in and said the same thing, so this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing new on this show. But it does smack, the swine flu deal in upstate New York does smack of politics, and more of the same. If everybody gets it, then we're not going to have a lot of grumblings because they can all say, look, I can attest that this is a good thing here because, look, you know, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, yesterday, I got a shot. Everything's fine. No side effects, all that sort of stuff. Hey, while America wrestles, as a quick side note here, with Afghanistan and whether or not to supply General McChrystal with the 40,000 troops he wants, Prime Minister Gordon Brown is increasing England's, British troop levels in Afghanistan to 9,500, an increase of 500. Boy, doesn't that sound so paltry compared to the United States? But this is the thing. The British have the second largest contingent in Afghanistan after the U.S. The U.S. has 65,000. The guys who are second, England, Ukraine along, 9,500. Stay with us, America.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Maxim Magazine says she's one of the sexiest women in the world. Actress, model, incredibly talented woman. Joanna Krupa joining us now on the show. Many of you know this woman. You've watched her on Dancing with the Stars. Maybe you've even caught her on Las Vegas or CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, one of my favorite shows, and she's got nothing but a bright future as far as I can see, but she is fantastic on Dancing with the Stars. She's dancing with Derek Huff, who, as many of you know, won that competition with Brooke Byrne, and just, again, is doing such a great job, and so many people are cheering for her. She's born in Poland, raised in Chicago, and she's joining us right now on America Tonight. Joanna, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. And first off, what's it like dancing with Derek?
Oh my gosh, like I could not have asked for a better partner. When I found out I was, you know, partnered with him, I was like over the moon excited because this, you know, we're both Taurus and we have very similar personalities. So it's just so great because we can be goofy, have a good time, and, you know, we're both very determined and hard workers. So it's not like he has to push me or I have to push him, you know, to get serious. We just, you know, we just have a good time and also work hard. So I'm, like, really blessed to be able to, you know, to have him as a dance partner.
Well, what's the toughest dance that you think you had to learn so far?
Honestly, every single dance is really hard because you're just starting from scratch, you know, because the moves are different. And, I mean, my biggest challenge was at the beginning of, you know, the season when we first started rehearsing. We basically had 4.5 weeks. to prepare for the first week, which we had the salsa and the foxtrot. So that was probably the most challenging because, you know, I had no idea my hips go a certain way. I had no idea my posture is totally different. And, you know, when it comes to the modeling industry, it's all about, you know, arching your back, sticking out your butt. And, like, when he told me to stand straight, I'm like, I am standing straight. He's like, no, you're arching. That's not standing straight. So for me, it was, like, totally, you know, challenging at the beginning. And plus my hips. I'm like, what do you mean my hips? I don't really have much hips. So how do I move my, you know? So it was all a little bit of a challenge at first. I'm like, oh, boy, what did I get myself into? You know, because I don't want to go out there and look like a okay, I can't dance. And because the thing is, like during interviews, they're like, oh, you know, there's a model curse. You know, the models usually go the first week. And how do you feel? I'm like, oh, my gosh, like even more pressure because I'm like, I don't want to go home the first week and because of the model. So it was a lot of things that were building up. But, you know, once we, you know, maybe the first week into rehearsals, finally things started coming together. But then as soon as the first week is over, you're learning a whole new routine and it's like starting from scratch. So it definitely has been challenging, and it's getting even more challenging because next week we have a group dance and our own dance. And then if we get to the next week, we then have two dances we get judged on. So it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah. How much do you, because this is what, this would, I mean, this takes a lot of talent. How much, how many hours, rather, do you devote to dancing, you and Derek? How many times do you see each other during the week leading up to this?
You know, we see each other about 6 hours a day. We have five days basically after the Tuesday show to rehearse. So it's basically 6 hours a day. I mean, we could push it a little longer, but they don't want us to since there was a lot of injuries last season. And plus, Derek doesn't like to push it too much because if we're, you know, tired, he just doesn't want us to risk any injuries. So, but it's just hardcore rehearsals. And, you know, we have our fun. We laugh around. We joke around. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, when I come home, I am totally drained because, like, you're sore basically from head to toe because you do movements that you've never done ever in the past. And it's, you know, and it's so much fun. I had such a blast. And I'm even more determined because I wanted to do the show for such a long time. And then now finally that I have the opportunity, I'm so grateful and, you know, just so excited to be on this show. But I will not lie, it's definitely a lot of work.
Yeah, good for you that you're so determined. Brooke Burke, as I mentioned, it's Brooke Burke. Was just tremendous in her run with Derek. Do you get any advice from her?
You know, I ran into her one time, so we had a little bit chat, but I didn't ask her for any tips. She just told me that it was, like, the hardest thing she's ever done in her life, basically. So, yeah, I can definitely relate to that now. And, you know, I wish I did, like, Pilates and yoga because she's a hardcore, like, workaholic, like, you know, workout. Like, she does Pilates, she does yoga. So for her, you know, kind of, I'm sure it helped her, like, when you do the splits and, you know, all these different movements. And for me, I haven't really done any of it. So now I'm regretting that I haven't, you know, been a hardcore workout person where I did the Pilates or the yogas because now I would have been a lot more flexible. And, you know, even the hand movements would have been definitely helpful. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, in doing this, I'm thinking, too, because I mean, you've got to be burning off tons of calories as a model and actress, though. You know all about getting in shape, and you're in great shape. I imagine you're not eating any pierogies, right?
I wish I could, but if I was in Chicago, I would be eating them. So I'm actually craving them, and I miss it, you know, the Polish food. My mom makes some of it, but you know what? I have to be honest. Like, since we're rehearsing so much, and it's just such long days. I'm actually craving junk food, which is horrible because I know it's not healthy for you. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, when I come home, I'm like, there's no time to cook or whatever. My mom, she doesn't make dinner since she lives with me. Sometimes, like, you know, I pick up a Subway or something on the road, and, you know, I definitely haven't eaten as bad as I do now. But I do take my Monavie, like, it's the acai berry juice. Uh-huh. So that's like, you know, stimulate the immune system and, you know, it's a huge, like a really strong antioxidant because otherwise I have not been eating a very healthy, balanced diet just because it's just, you know, such a fast-paced schedule I have right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we know you're busy. We're going to let you fly. But one last question. You're probably, if you win this trophy, which would be so exciting, but regardless, when you're done with Dancing with the Stars, what's next? What do you have coming up? Anything that you know of?
You know what? I have two of the covers coming out. I can't speak about the one yet, but if you talk back with me next week, I can probably start, you know, talking about it in a week or two. One is a Vegas magazine cover. The other one's totally opposite end of the spectrum cover, but I'm really excited about both of them, both coming out in December. And, you know, there's some TV projects in the works. It's just right now my priority is the show, because there is no time for other things, you know, so everything's kind of like on standby.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Joanna, good luck to you, and we'll tell all of our listeners to call. You need people to call and vote for you, right?
Yes, I mean, you guys, like, the listeners, the audience really make a huge difference. You know, 50% of the votes really matter. So, yeah, if you like what you see, please vote, because you really do make a difference if we stay on or not.
All right, you were a delight, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so Joanna Krupa, just terrific. You heard her say that you love that? She's craving junk food. Of course she is, because she's working 6 hours a day on those dances. Man, 6 hours a day doing that and learning those moves, as you heard her mention. And it's fast paced. It's got to be one of those things. Boom, boom, boom. Donovan, I don't know about you, but are you? I said I wasn't much of a dancer. Are you a good dancer?
Not in any sort of formalized ballroom dancing sense.
Are you like will you get up and dance at least? If you're asked, if your girlfriend asks you to dance, will you get up and dance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, good for you. So you're not afraid to at least get up there and try to participate.
Right.
I mean, okay.
That's kind of what it's for, right?
Right. That's all you have to do. You just have to participate, man. All right, so that was something completely different for us here on America Tonight. That was great. And a little slice of life, absolutely. Coming up in our next hour, hopefully you're going to be able to hang around for that. We're going to tell you about Rush Limbaugh, who was dropped from the group bidding for the St. Louis Rams. I'm so surprised by that. But apparently there were a lot of players that complained. Remember Al Sharpton was the leader of the band on this one, and Jesse Jackson as well, saying that Limbaugh shouldn't be allowed to be part owner of any team. So I know only what I heard, but you can imagine what some of those conversations were, and I was very, very, very surprised by that. Also, one of the things that we're going to talk about is the Afghan war costs. $3.6 billion, did you hear me? $3.6 billion a month. You know, when we talk about, it's the lives really to me that matter, and whether or not they're going to increase the troop level or just completely say forget about it, although Obama has said that's not going to happen. But if you're going to increase the troop level, make it 40,000. Don't do it halfway in the middle. But $3.6 billion a month, if you're curious, that's according to the Congressional Research Service. The average cost a month, ready for this, that's been calculated for 51,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They say it's going to go higher with the 68,000. So get ready to open those pocketbooks. The U.S. soldier, the cost of sending one U.S. soldier in Afghanistan for 1 year is $1 million. Wow. Incredible.